Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for allowing us to come and share again with you guys.
谢谢大家，让我们可以再次跟来到这里来分享。
So I haven't brought my kids up before, but I wanted you guys to meet kids who live with us in Nepal and serve.
之前我没带孩子来过，但是我希望大家这次能够见到他们。
So this is River.
老大叫 River。已经七岁了，下来就要八岁了。
This one is Ollie.
这个叫做 Ollie.
Ollie, how old are you?
Ollie, 六岁。
Ollie, six. And this one
Everest.
is Everest.
这个叫做 Everest.
Three.
三岁。
Three. Okay. River. I'll let you answer the question. River. You want to tell everyone what do you miss most about Nepal? What's your favorite thing about Nepal?
他说啊，最想尼泊尔哈，你最啊不在那里的时候，尼泊尔你最想念的是什么？
He said momos. Momos are the Nepali dumpling.
哦，是在尼泊尔一种吃的饺子。
Eating pizza? What? You can eat pizza here. Okay. Well, do you miss anything? Do you miss anything, Everest? You don't know. Okay. Alright, guys. I'm gonna do something a little different. So usually when I come, I just preach from the word.
这次呢跟以往有些不同，以往来了呢我就是来分享神的话。
But we wanted to spend some time sharing with you guys a little update about what's happening in Nepal and how stuff has grown before we do that.
那这次的不同是我们啊，一开始我先跟大家啊讲一下在我们那边施工的一些更新的情况，然后再有信息。
So we're going to spend, me and my wife are both going to take a brief time to just share with you guys, show you guys a little pictures about what's happening, and then I'll preach a little bit from the word, and then we'll open it up for questions.
好，那我跟我的太太呢，先借着这些图片跟大家分享一下在尼泊尔的情况，然后呢再分享信息，最后呢有一点问答。
For those of you who don't know, my name is Clement. I grew up in New Jersey.
大家都知道我是在新泽西长大的。
In Paramus.
在 Paramus.
I grew up going to BCTC in Wyckoff.
我参加ECTC Wyckoff 的教会。这是 Jenny.
Jenny is from Canada.
她是加拿大人。
From the extremely cold north part of Canada.
是加拿大非常非常寒冷的地区。
And we met and got married in Nepal, actually.
我们是在我们相识是在尼泊尔，结婚也是在尼泊尔。
You can go to the next slide. That's our family, obviously.
这张照片就是我们家庭。
So for those who don't know, some people don't. Very quickly, Nepal is in between China and India. It's this little country sandwiched in between China and India.
有些人也许不知道，尼泊尔是在中国和印度中间一个非常小的国家。
That's our flag.
这是尼泊尔的国旗。
It's very strange if you can't tell. We're the only country in the world that does not have a rectangular flag.
这是这个旗啊、这个国旗看着很奇怪，在全世界只有这个国旗呢，上面是三角形的。
Number there says that we're about 1% Christian. That is definitely not correct. I think we're quite a bit more than that now over the years.
好，根据上面统计的数字，尼泊尔大概有1%的基督徒。这个数字显然不准确。我们基督徒的数目会超过的。
Yeah, so when I've been there for around almost 12 years now, Jenny has been there for 9. And when I went there around 12 years ago, it was not hard to find somebody who had never heard the name of Jesus.
我大概是十二年之前到的尼泊尔 ，Jenny 是在九年以前。我十二年前到尼泊尔的时候，几乎我接触的人都听过福音。
I never heard it before.
从来没有听过福音。
But now, 12 years later, you know, many in the Nepalis have become believers. Many of us have been going there, sharing the gospel. There's a huge growing church now in Nepal.
那十二年之后呢？现在我们在那边传福音，有很多人都听信了主，很多人听到了福音，很多在尼泊尔的人都听到了福音。
You go to the next picture. Maybe. Okay, so this is Nepal. This is taken from our roof, I think. Yes.
这是尼泊尔，是在我们啊这个房顶上照的照片。
This is very, very rare, nice day.
这是少见的好天气。
You can see the Himalayas, Mount Everest is somewhere in there.
大家可以看到啊，喜马拉雅山。
Yeah,
that mountain.
Oh, on a very, very clear day, which is very, very rare.
那非常非常晴朗的时候，可以看到远处的喜马拉雅山。
You go to the next one. This is what our city usually looks like.
通常呢，我们住的地方是这样。
So I know that a couple, I think a month ago, you guys had the, in her country, you had some fires, and then the smoke came down to this area, and everything was kind of yellow.
大概在一个月以前吧，因为加拿大的啊山火这边呢。天气都变成黄色的。
So that is what our city is like all the time.
其实在我们住的地方一直都是那样。
10 months of the year is like that. 2 months of the year it rains and so it's less, but 10 months of the year this is what it looks like. We have that yellow smog over our house all the time.
一年当中有十个月，整个天空都是黄色的，只有两个月的雨季的时候不一样。
So we all wear masks not because of COVID, because the air quality is so bad. We have the top three worst air quality in the world is in our city.
我们常常要戴口罩，不是因为寒冷，那是因为这个啊，因为空气的缘故。我们那里是世界上啊前这个空气污染的前三名。
Yeah, you can go to the next photo here. So, this is our some of our ministry family. So our ministry is called Swallow's Nest Ministries.
这是我们那边的施工，我们的施工叫做啊。Swallow's nest, 应该叫做麻雀巢的施工。
Yeah, nest. It's from Psalm 84, verse 3.
是诗篇第四十八啊八十四篇的第三节。
So you notice the passage says, even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. No, take your time.
Okay, 那诗篇八十四篇的第三节。说到哈，万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找到房屋，燕子为自己找到抱雏之窝。
And the picture the Lord gave us is that there's an altar and there's this nest.
这张图片大家可以看到，有一个祭坛，也有一个麻雀的窝。
And the idea was that for some reason, you know, in David's time, the birds would come and they would make their nests nearby the altar and the heat from the fire of the altar would keep the nest warm so that the earth, the eggs could hatch and the young could grow.
这首诗篇的背景呢是大卫的那祭坛有祭坛，那么燕子呢就在祭坛下面做了一个窝，让这个祭坛上面的火可以温暖，他们就可以在那里。
And so our ministry tries to do that for real. We have an altar, which is our 24/7 prayer room, which we'll talk about, and we have a nest, which is our children's home and all our ministries that bring people into the house of God so that they can grow.
那我们的施工也是像这样一样，我们有这个祭坛，就是二十四小时的祷告室。那么下面的那个燕子的窝呢，就是我们的儿童之家，我们在那里面照顾、看顾有需要的人，让更多的人在这里面得到什么温暖、平安。
I'll let Jenny talk a little bit about our children.
That's okay.
That's good.
All right. So the picture you can see here is us with all of our children.
这张照片大家可以看到是我们和我们所有的孩子。
And Clem and I never imagined to have so many kids while we're so young.
我跟 Clem 从来没有想过，这样年轻的时候我们会有这么多孩子。
We're busy enough with three boys.
我们有三个儿子，三个男孩。
But God has given us, now we have 16 kids that we've been raising.
但是呢，神给了我们一共十六个孩子，我们抚养他们长大。
So the next photo is some of our children. You can go to the next photo.
这张照片，这下来这两张照片，我们就可以看到他们的一些孩子。
In Nepal, it's obviously considered third world country still.
尼泊尔当然是属于第三世界。
There's a very high class now rising up in Nepal, but the impoverished community is continuing to stay there.
虽然在那个地方也有一些富人，但是呢，那边穷困，非常的贫困。
And so we take in children that have no available or remaining relative that can look after them.
那么这些孩子，我们所领养的这些孩子，他们没有人照顾他们。
So we're
我们在政府那里登记啊，他们成为我们的孩子。
And we, yeah, we love them like they're our own children.
我们像爱自己的孩子一样爱他们。
They live just across the road, right beside our house, in a big house.
他们就住在啊我们所住的房子的对面一个大的房子里。
We have four full-time parents that look after the children.
我们一共有四个全职的父母照顾他们。
Also help with that. So they're in our house 3 to 4 days a week playing.
啊，我们也照顾他们。他们 how many days a week?
3 to 4 days.
Okay, 在一周有3到4天是住在我们家。
Then they all go to a private school down the road.
They all go to a private Christian school down the road.
Yeah.
那么呢，他们都到对面的基督教的学校啊去上学。
We have family nights where we cook or we eat pizza.
我们像一家人一样在一起做饭，一起吃披萨。
Every Sunday I cook for all the kids.
Yeah.
每个周日呢 ，Clement 给他们做饭。
Sometimes we get lazy and we just order pizza.
Okay. 有的时候他们啊不想做饭就吃披萨。
Yeah. These are our three newest children.
这是他们的三个美国的孩子。
Yeah, they came to stay with us last year.
去年呢，他们来到这里和我们住在一起。他们长大了，他们很健康，他们也爱主。
We also sponsor children in remote villages or children that have a family member capable that to take care of them, but financially cannot provide school.
我们同样呢也帮助一些在偏远乡村的那些孩子，他们虽然有家，但是呢他们在经济上有困难，所以我们也帮助他们。
All right, next slide. These are just more of our kids.
这是他们的孩子。
This was a very fun day.Took all of our kids on a bus and we did a running race.
这是非常好玩的有一天啊，这是非常好玩的一天。我们带着孩子乘 bus 去参加 racing， 去参加
yep.
参加啊赛跑。
Yeah, there was a fancy race put on by the UN in Nepal.
是啊，联合国住在尼泊尔的单机构他们所啊安排的。
So there was a lot of like rich families and kids going there.
那也同时有很多富人的家庭的孩子们家庭和孩子参加。
But I signed up all our kids and we took a bus and we went.
但是我给所有的孩子都报了名，我们就坐着公车去参加。
And we won every medal.
我们
we won every medal.
我们所有的我们获得了所有的奖牌。
Yeah, some of the rich families weren't happy.
有些富人家的孩子。
But our kids were happy. They slept with their medals around their neck at night.
虽然富人的有些富人家孩子不那么高兴，但是我们的孩子非常高兴，他们把奖牌都挂在这个脖子上。
And so our goal is to love our kids with the love of Jesus and raise them beside the house of prayer.
我们的我们的目标是。带着这些孩子长大，让他们可以借着祷告，让他们可以更加的爱主。
So before they wake up and go to school every morning at 6:30, they start their morning in the prayer room doing worship and Bible study.
每天早上6点钟，我们就带他们去学校，然后他们的每一天是从6点钟的祷告开始。
All right.
And so, like we said, everything that we do is out of the house of prayer. So you can see that little thing there. You can't see the date actually because it's being blocked. The 22nd of January 2018.That was the first ever board that we had where every hour of the day was covered with somebody in our prayer room praying.
Okay, which
is
2016? Since 2018. Okay, 从2018年1月22号开始，我们有了这个祷告11天24小时，这是开始的那一天来报名啊，登记参加祷告的人数。
Even right now.Even right now, there's somebody in our prayer room in Nepal praying and worshiping.
就是现在这个时候，在我们那个祷告室里面，在尼泊尔就有人在祷告。
Every day, every minute of every hour, there is at least one person in that room who's worshiping and praying.
每一天，每一个小时，至少有一个人在那里面祷告。
And like Jenny said, all of our kids, all of our family, we live together and we all.Serve together to keep this prayer room running nonstop.
就像刚才 Jenny 讲的，我们每一个人家里的每一个人，我们都我们住在一起，我们一起侍奉，我们也 确保啊每一个时刻都有至少有一个人在祷告。
Our kids are in there every morning at 6 o'clock worshiping and praying.
我们的孩子每天早上六点钟都在那里祷告敬拜。
Me or Jenny are in there every day from 2 to 3 to 5.
我跟 Jenny 每天都在那里面祷告，从两点到五点。
I'm almost in there every night from 11 till 2 in the morning.
我几乎每天晚上从那里面从11点到2点在那里祷告。
So everything that we do is focused on this unceasing worship and prayer that happens.
我们所做的一切都是基于这个不停止、不间断的祷告。
And as a result, we have this opportunity that, you know, at any minute of any day, people can come in to get prayer, to meet with the Lord.
因此，任每一天、任何时刻。人们都可以来到这里，来一起让跟我们一起向神祷告。
We have other ministries that bring their sick or bring people who are struggling with demons to our house at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning for us to pray for them to get delivered.
因为这样的话，在其他服事的啊弟兄姐妹，他们可以带着有需要的人，甚至被鬼附的人来到这里面来祷告，得到医治。
We're always open, we're always ready.
我们这里永远是开放的。可以看一下，这是祷告时的照片。
All the time, we have people getting prayed for and ministered nonstop in this room.
在这里面有不间断的，一直有这样的祷告的服事。
Go to the next one. This is again in the middle of the night. We have people worshiping and praying.
就是在半夜的时候也有敬拜和祷告。
Go to the next one. That's our prayer. Small space, but it's good.
这是我们祷告的地方。
Go to the next one. And so another group of people that the Lord has brought to us, apart from the children's home.Is Jenny a few years ago? She felt called to work with women. There's so many, and Jenny will talk about. There's such a need to help women in our country. And so Jenny felt led to open a small business that could help the women. I'll let her share a little bit about that.
除了祷告，还有儿童之家之外呢，我们还有其他的服事。两年以前 ，Jenny 就开始了这样一个服事，是在妇女当中，在。那边的妇女，她们有许多许多的需要。那现在让 Jenny 来介绍一下她的事工。
All right, so this is our company that we run in order to legally stay in Nepal as missionaries.
这是我们在尼泊尔的一个事工，是专门在妇女当中一个 meeting。是就是那种缝纫。
Running a business is one of the only ways to have a visa option for us to be full time in Nepal.
那么我们有这样的一个像这样一个business 是我们能够在尼泊尔做工的得到签证的唯一的可能。
And so God gave me this idea, one to help women and children.
神给我这样的一个想法，让我们第一呢能够帮助那里的孩子和女人。
The employment crisis is huge in Nepal.
在尼泊尔就业是一个非常大的危机。
And so many women, especially uneducated women, there's no job opportunities.
很多妇女，特别是没有受过教育的，根本没有就业的机会。
So they will constantly be trying to work abroad, and many of them, because of that, are trafficked in different Middle Eastern or countries like India.
因为他们没有工作，又有他们需要，所以很多人就被人贩子卖到中东或者印度。
So they're promised a job that's not real, and they get to that country and their passports are taken.
他们受了欺骗，其实并没有工作。他们到了那些国家之后，护照就被拿走了。
And so we started with just 3 ladies and sewing machines, and we started making reusable diapers for babies.
我们一开始的时候有三个妇女跟我们一起，我们是做孩子要用的这个尿不湿尿片。
But slowly I realized that there's many more women that are coming that need work than what we had.
那么很快我就发现，其实有更多的妇女她们需要来参加需要有这样就业的机会和我们一起做工。
And so from just these diapers, we would donate to the slums, maternity wards, and the hospital and remote village communities.
那除了这些儿童的尿片之外呢，我们也做了许多可以给贫民窟 hospital 医院
We started creating other eco-friendly products that we could sell.
我们也开始做一些其他的产品。
And through that, God has brought many women. I don't even have to go look for women, they just come.
因着这样的事工呢，我其实不需要去找他们呢，很多很多妇人啊，妇女就是来开始来找我们。
And they come very broken.
他们带着破碎的心。
Many of them are from very broken backgrounds and families.
很多都是他们的家庭，他们的背景都非常的悲惨。
Some are addicted to drugs.
很多人是酗酒 ，drunk.
Yeah.
嗯，酗酒的。
And some are in prostitution.
还有做妓女的。
And some are widowed.
还有啊，还有还有是啊，单啊，还有这个啊，离婚的。
And just through meeting them and these people that God has brought, He has healed them slowly.
因着他们来到，神把他们带到这里，他们就啊得到了医治。
But in loving them, He has also healed and mended my heart.
因着爱他们，神也同样医治啊我的心。
So I call them, they're some of my best friends.
他们当中一些人成为我最好的朋友。
These three girls, they're sisters.
这三个女孩她们是姐妹。
They come from the south of Nepal.
她们从南尼泊尔南部过来。
Near the border of India.
在那是印度的边界。
And we have a brother who opened a house of prayer in that village.
我们一个弟兄在他们所在的村庄有开也开始了一个祷告聚会。
And God gave me a dream that I went there and I found these women and their heads were covered sitting in a doorway and I took them back to Kathmandu.
我做了一个梦，我到了那里，看到这些妇人，她们脸啊脸上啊盖着布啊，我带着她们回来。
And so I messaged this brother saying I had this dream.
我就啊给这位弟兄发了一封短信，告诉他我有这样一个梦。
And he said I had the same dream.
他说我也做了一个同样的梦。
So he woke up the next morning and he went to go find the girls.
他第二天早上起来就去找到了这三个女孩。
And as he was walking through the village, he saw the doorway and saw the girls sitting there.
他走到那里的时候，他就看到门口果然有三个啊三个女孩坐在那里。
He approached them.
他走近他们。
And they're very nervous. He said, "I had a dream about you."
他告诉他们说，我梦到你们了，让三个女孩非常的不安。
And he realized they had a, all three sisters have a severe genetic disability.
结果他发现这三个女孩，她们都有 ，sorry， 她们都在生理上有很严重的病。
They have lost motor function in their elbows and their knees down.
她们的这个这个肘关节已经不能动了，而且她们膝盖也有问题。
But I knew that God said we have to bring them to Kathmandu.
我们就知道他们需要被带到我们这里来。
And during COVID, when we were in lockdown, I started practicing this different kind of weaving a loom, kind of like making a tapestry carpet.
那么在疫情期间呢，我开始学到另外一个技能，就是来编织地毯。
And so these women who can't use sewing machines because their feet are disabled, they're actually able to do this loom.
那这些女孩，她们因为膝盖的问题不能用缝纫机，但是她们可以用她们的手。
And so that's what they do in Kathmandu now.
这样的，她们这就是现在她们的工作。
So they live at the prayer house.
她们就住在祷告室里。
They're on the fifth story. The prayer house is on the bottom, and they're flat five floors up.
那这个祷告室有五层，祷告室是在一层，他们是住在五楼。
We carry them up and down to church service.
我们背着他们每天啊上楼下楼参加教会的聚会。
And they have received so much freedom and healing by the love of Jesus.
因着耶稣的爱，他们得到了自由和释放。
And yeah, we keep praying and believing that they will be healed one day.
那我们也继续为他们祷告，让他们可以得到完全医治。
We have 15 women that work with us.
现在有15位妇女跟我们一起做工。
They were not all saved, but now they all love Jesus.
他们还没有 not all of them saved.
Now they
他们所有的人都已经得救了，而且他们啊非常的爱主。
We do Bible study. We are in the prayer room constantly.
我们一直啊读圣经，我们一直在祷告。
And we love each other deeply.
我们深深的彼此相爱。
One of my favorite testimonies from our company is that the women who are coming now who have experienced the love of Jesus, now they're going out and sharing the love of Jesus.
我最喜欢的一个见证就是这个来到这个公司的这些妇女，她们得了救，而且她们愿意来分享做见证。
Jenny will not mind me saying, but both of us, we are the worst business people in the world.
虽然 Jenny 跟我们是世界上啊最差劲的做这个开公司的做生意的人。
This business has never made a profit.
我们这个公司从来不是为了盈利。
We cannot even cover like what we barely cover like the expenses to run the company.
我们真的能啊，我们公司基本上是啊入不敷出。
The ladies in the business, they asked Jenny, they said, we want to take every first day of the month off so that we can go in the prayer room and fast and pray for our country for 36 hours.
那么在这个公司里面的妇女，她们曾经跟 Jenny 说，我们希望每个月的第一天，我们不用做工，而是去祷告室，去祷告，去服侍。
Probably a terrible idea to give all your workers a free day off to fast and pray, but we knew that that's what God wanted to do, so we let them do that.
每个月让你的员工有一天不做工去啊去祷告去进食，恐怕这是啊做生意最差的主意。但是我们非常愿意让他们这样做。
One of my favorite testimonies is we had one of the girls that Jenny's been working with for a long time. She came from a terrible background. Her son is autistic and. She was originally a street person and a prostitute.
那有一个非常好的见证，就是和 Jenny 一起做工的有一个女孩，她过去，她曾经，她的背景是啊，完全的，她的背景是啊，完全来自一个破碎的家庭。她自己呢，也在街道上成为妓女。她有啊 ，What about her son?
Her son's autistic and blind.
啊，她儿子是也是啊，是一个盲人，看不见。
But she's Jenny would say that she's her best friend.
但是现在是 Jenny 最好的朋友。
And this woman is now the craziest evangelist and prayer warrior in our ministry.
那这个这个姐妹现在是啊，是一个真的成为一个啊最勇敢的、最大能的啊传福音的勇士。
And like she, I remember just a couple, just almost a year ago, she was walking down the street and she saw a lady and her kids on the side of the road, and she just felt like the Lord said, "I have to go and share with them and feed them."
大概在一年以前，她在街上看到啊，一个妈妈带着一个孩子，当时她就感觉到她要去接近他们，要为他们祷告。
She went and she shared with them and found out that this woman had her husband had left her and her kids had like.All these sicknesses and worms, like huge worms in their stomach.
他去接近这个妇女，然后就知道了她的情况，知道啊，她的儿子病得非常非常的厉害，在她的肚子里面有非常长的一根虫子。What happened to her husband?
So she immediately brought this lady and her kids to Jenny.
她马上就带着这个这个妈妈和这个孩子带到，把他们带到 Jenny 那里。
They prayed for her. We got them the kids the medical treatment that they needed.
我们给他们祷告，也带着这个孩子去看了医生。
And just how many weeks ago, like just 2 months ago, she gave her life to the Lord and we baptized her.
大概两个月以前，她把自己交给主，也受洗了。
And her kids finally don't have worms in. The worms were huge. They were disgusting. They were like coming out of the kid's nose. It was horrible.
那么她的儿子也得到了医治，那个虫子也被拿出来，是从鼻子里面拿出来，有这么长。
But the cool part about that is it wasn't me or Jenny who went out and found this lady. It was one of the other people that Jenny had showed the love of Jesus to, and then they went out, and they're going out now sharing the love to other people.
这个故事最美的地方不是说我和 Jenny 去找到了这个人呢，是因着Jenny 的帮助，这个姊妹她出去把这个人带回来。
You know, there's something special about seeing the people that we have discipled now doing it too.
就是我们所带的这些弟兄姐妹，现在他们可以出去为神做工。
And that's part of our heart is that we want to disciple people. You know, the Lord told us it's not just about you and Jenny being the missionary heroes and out there doing stuff. You need to raise up the Nepalese to do it with you.
那就是说，像神所讲的，不单单是我跟 Jenny 在那里面服侍主，而是我们可以使万民众人可以成为主的门徒，被主所使用。
Over the years, you know, we've been sharing. I've been there for almost 12 years now, sharing the gospel. When I was there 12 years ago, there was almost no missionaries. Now there's many.
啊，十二年以前我在那里十二年，十二年以前那里几乎没有什么传教士、宣教士，现在在那里面有许多许多的宣教士。
The gospel has moved quickly through the nation, but there's almost no discipleship. There's no training.
那福音传的非常非常的快，但是呢，却缺少门徒的培训。
And the only Bible schools in Nepal are too expensive for the normal Nepali person to afford.
在尼泊尔仅有的圣经学校，但啊、那个啊、太啊。要对一般的尼泊尔人来说去参加那样的圣经学校，他们担负不起，他们没有办法负担。
And so we opened a training school, a Bible training school for pastors and leaders who are from poor areas that cannot afford to go to Bible school.
所以呢，我们自己办了一个培训啊传道人的培训的学校，让那些没有经济能力的传道人他们可以受到培训。
We call it bear training.
啊，名字叫做啊 bear training.
Which actually doesn't mean like bears. It means biblical equipping and revival training.
不是那个啊、黑熊的意思，讲到的是啊、符合圣经的 biblical
equipping
啊、装备。
And revival training.
Revival.
Revival.
Revival training. Yep. 复兴。
And so we call it that because then the government doesn't give us any problems because they're like, oh, bear, whatever, and they're like, okay, and they don't think it's like, you know, Christian.
我们这样命名叫做这个 bear training， 是因为在政府 那里面不会有麻烦，他们不会想到我们这是一个圣经培训学校。
This was our last graduating class from a couple of months ago. They just graduated.
啊，这是啊前几个月我们最近一期的毕业生。
And so I don't know if you see, but if you see in the on the very left-hand corner, there is a lady, and then right next to her, there is a young boy with kind of yellow in his hair.
我不知道大家能不能看到在、最左边然后有一个小男孩 young boy
yeah and then the other boy that's standing right next to me on the left
还有呢一个站在我左边的那个
anyway,
那个小男孩
those two boys were they are from a tribe in Nepal called the Chepang tribe
now,我是在一个叫做 tribe 的一个尼泊尔那边的一个一个支派那边碰到遇见他们两个的。
Now, we would say that these guys are recently civilized. That's in like they just came out of the jungle like 10 years ago.
啊，他们这一批人是十年以前才从丛林里面出来进入文明的社会。
The oldest believer in their tribe is only around 6 to 7 years in the faith.
那么他们在他们这个这一族里面最年信主时间最长的不过也只有6-7年
They have only one pastor.
他们当中只有一位牧师
And he was a guy who had come to Kathmandu, heard the gospel, has only been a believer for 6 years, and then was like, I'm going to become a pastor to my village, and that was it. And there's no other leaders.
这个人呢是大概6-7年以前到了加德满都，在那里面听了福音之后呢，他说我要回去把福音传给他们，他成为那里的唯一的牧师，没有其他的牧师。
And he somehow heard about us because none of his people can afford to go to Bible school because it's too expensive for them. So he heard that we were doing a free training.
从某种渠道，他听说了我们这个圣经学校，他因为他没有办法参加其他的圣经，没有在没有精力没有经济上没有能够负担参加其他的圣经学校，知道我们这边是免费的，所以他来参加我们的学校。他送来两个学生。
And we were able to train the first two Christian leaders of the church for this tribe. Like nobody else has ever evangelized these people yet.
那么我们就为他们培训了这样两个传道人，这是他们这一批人里面当中最初的只有他们这两个。
We were able to give 300 Bibles to the first 300 believers in this tribe.
我们为他们这个支派当中的300个信徒，我们为他们最早信主的300个信徒，我们为他们预备了300本圣经。
Just 2 weeks ago, they sent me the pastor sent me videos of these two students that we have trained up. One of them was leading a Bible study, and the other one was going from village to village of this tribe in the jungle preaching the gospel.
前不久呢，那牧师给我们送来了视频，讲到这两个孩子，一个呢是在。一个孩子是在讲道，另外一个孩子呢是在一村一村的过去传福音。
I'm going to be going in November with these students that I trained up into the jungle to go and share the gospel with.
11月份。
People group that have never heard the name of Jesus.
十月份呢，我会和这两个我们所带出来的年轻人到丛林里面去，给那些从来没有听过福音的人向他们传福音。
So you go to the next one. So yeah, so this is our graduates again. You go to the next one. Next photo. So our school is very intense.
我们学校的课程非常的紧密。
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, it's an hour in the morning of worship, then 3 hours of class, then an hour for lunch, then another 3 hours of class, and then another hour of worship.
我们那个课程非常的密集，从周一到周五，第一个小时是敬拜，然后三个小时上课，然后是中餐，然后是一个小时的敬拜，然后三个小时上课，晚饭之后还有一个小时的敬拜。
I teach 90% of the classes.
90%的课程是我来单授。
Extremely busy when our school is running.
当我们开学的时候，我特别特别忙。
But on Wednesday, it's not enough for us to just have our students in the classroom. They need to do the ministry with us. So we take them on outreach and we go to the poorest parts of the city to love people.
那么光光坐在教室里还不够，到礼拜三的时候，我还要带着他们出去到外面去传福音。
So this is a slum that I've been working in for almost 10 years.
这是一个贫民窟，我在那里面服侍了已经差不多十年。
We go to the next one. So the government keeps coming down to break all the houses in the slum, and so then when they break the house, we have to rebuild it.
那政府呢常常过来把贫民窟这些房子拆毁，他们拆毁了之后，我们还要重新建造起来。
So this is how we build the houses. We have to dig the mud to make bricks, and then we stick it on our head and we walk to the place to build.
我们这是我们造房子的照片，我们要挖泥巴，然后做成砖，然后再背着砖去造房子。
We have these things called docos.
这个东西像背筐一样，他们是背在后面。
Yeah, you go to the next one. The other thing we do is we take them to the villages. You go to the next one. Oh, this is us building. You go to the next one.
这是他们
getting built out of bamboo. Oh, so wait. So we're in the slum, and I have to share this testimony because every time I come back to New Jersey, I always meet a bunch of parents who tell me like my kids they grew up in church, but now they don't go anymore.
OK, 我必须要讲这件事哈。每一次我回到新泽西的时候，都有父母来跟我说，我们的孩子在教会长大，但是现在他们不来教会了。
And they're like, what should I do?
我该怎么办？
And I always tell them you should pray.
我会跟他们说要祷告。
And it sounds like a very okay answer, you know, like yeah, I pray for my kids to come back to Jesus, come to church, but like, okay.Doesn't work, right?
好像没有说什么。我为我的孩子祷告，让他们可以回到教会，但是好像没有什么效果。
But you know, 2 weeks before, like a month before we came back to New Jersey, I was in the slum sharing the gospel.
我回到新泽西之前大概一个月的时候，我在这个贫民窟来传福音的时候。
And we had just led this young man to the Lord.
我们刚刚带着这个年轻人信主。
And a group of kids came up behind me.
一群小孩来到我背后。
And they're all smoking drugs and doing drugs.
他们都在用毒品。
And I turned around and I said, "Hey, I have something better for you."
我对他们说，我有更好的给你们。
I said, "I will pray for you."
我给你们祷告。
And you will realize that Jesus is better than any of your drugs.
你们会发现耶稣比任何的毒品都好。
And so I started praying for them.
我开始为他们祷告。
And there were three kids.
有三个孩子。
And two of them were just started laughing and joking around, didn't care.
有两个孩子他们在嬉笑，他们根本不在乎。
But one of them just started crying.
但是有一个开始哭。
And his kids were around like 13, 14 years old.
这些孩子大概十三四岁。
And one kid just started crying.
有个孩子就一直哭。
And so after we finished praying, I said, "Hey, what's going on?"
我就问他怎么回事。
And he said, "You know,
他说我
I grew up in church."
他说我是在教会长大的。
He said, "I grew up in church."
我在教会长大。
Parents are Christian.
我父母是基督徒。
He said, "I ran away from my home about 2 years ago."
但是两年以前我离家出跑。
To go on the street and do drugs and hang out.
我跑到街上开始用毒品等等。
And he said, "But when you prayed for me."
当你为我祷告的时候。
He said, "All of a sudden, I saw this like vision almost."
我突然好像看到了一个异象。
Of my mom praying for me.
我妈妈在为我祷告。
And I said, "I need to go home."
我就自己说我需要回家。
He said, "You heard something, so you need to go home."
他就说我需要回家。
And so we put him on a bus and we send him home.
我们送他上了公车让他回家。
I share this story because you know I saw it happen. You know, this here was a perfect example of a mom who's been waiting for 2 years for her son to come home, who had run away from home, and then it took some random stranger just praying for him on the in the slum under the bridge when he's doing drugs, and he suddenly goes, I'm going home. So those prayers, they work.
这是一个非常好的例子，一个离家出走的孩子，啊，因为他妈妈一直为他祷告，结果就有一个陌生人来到他的面前为他祷告，让他能够回家，所以我们要一直的祷告。
So it might be years of prayer.
通过十多年的祷告。
But if you're one of those people who's like, I'm praying for my kids to come back to the Lord, come back to faith, it works.
如果你一直为你的孩子祷告，让他能够回到教会，神会听的这个祷告。
Pray for your kids, it works.
为你的孩子祷告，这祷告是有用的。
Anyway, yeah, so I just wanted to share that because, you know, I go to so many churches and we hear this testimony, but I saw...This mom's faithful prayer worked to bring her son home.
我要跟大家分享这个，因为我看到那么多的父母，他们的孩子现在不来，就要告诉大家，因为这个孩子为他，这个母亲为他的孩子祷告，这样的祷告是有用的。
So we take our kids, we take our students to the village too. You go to the next one. This is how we get to the village. You can see.
这就是带着我们的孩子去参到这些村庄。
Up in the mountain.
是在山上。
Super beautiful to look at, but really hard to get to.
看上去非常的美，但是到那里是非常困难。
So.We have to take these trucks sometimes down these really, really narrow roads where the roads are just the width of the truck, and then one side is a 300-foot drop, and the other side is a mountain.
有的时候我们就要开着这样的车带他们去，那个路非常非常的狭窄，一面是山，另外一面就是river.
Yeah, you can go to the next one. And so we have to climb.
我们还必须爬山。
So again, you can see this is like the trails that we're walking. So one side is like a straight drop, the other side is the mountain, and we have to walk on these tiny narrow roads to get to the villages to preach the gospel.
看到我们在爬山啊，一面是很高的山，一面是很陡的悬崖。我们就是在这样的路上啊，走着这样的路到村庄里面去传福音。
And so one of the things we've been doing is we had a Swiss German man who, Swiss French man.Who he's a 90-year-old doctor who's been a missionary for years, and his mission is to distribute Bibles across Nepal for free. And so he contacted us, and he's been giving us Bibles to give to people for free in Nepal.
Swiss German man.
Yeah, it's a rich Swiss German man.
Swiss German man.
Swiss German.
Okay, 那个讲到是说有一个有一个九十多岁的传教士是瑞士德国人。
Swiss.
Yeah, Switzerland. Okay, 是瑞士人。Okay, 他的服事呢，就是就是把圣经送到世界各地。那他跟我们联系，让我们跟他一起施工，把圣经送到
So in the last 2 years, we've given out over 5,000 Bibles.
去年一年呢，我们就送出了超过我们送出了5,000多本圣经。
So this is one of the churches we had to go to give the Bibles. There was 700 people in various fellowships in this mountain, and there was 6 people sharing one Bible.
那这是我们去的一个教会，在这个教会当中有700多个信徒，但是要6个人共用一本圣经。我们给他们送去了 how many? 300 Bibles. 700本圣经。
We were able to bring 700 Bibles, 300 hymns. Sorry, 700 Bibles, 700 hymnals, 300 children Bibles to this village.
我们给他们带去了700本圣经，300本儿童圣经，还有300。
To get there, we have to carry them on our back.
我们是要这样背着这些，扛着这些圣经进去。
Bibles are not light, so we were carrying these heavy Bibles on our back walking up the mountain. But anyway, you go to the next slide. The next one. This is me preaching to the congregation.
这是我在聚会当中。
嗯，
这是我在聚会当中讲道。
We invited the whole village. It was amazing. We had people hanging in the windows to try to hear the gospel.
整个村庄的人都来了，还有一些人是趴在窗户上来听福音。
You go to the next one. This is us giving the Bibles out.
这是我们在分发圣经。
It was amazing to be able to give the Bibles. Like, you know, in America, in the West, you know, everybody has Bibles, and so we're like, oh, I have like 3 Bibles. It doesn't matter to me. For them, when they get their one Bible, it's like, I've been waiting for this. It's amazing. I cannot explain to you the look on the believer's face when they get their first Bible. It's amazing.
圣经对那里的人来讲非常非常的宝贵。在北美的话，我们每个人都有3-4本圣经。讲到圣经的时候，对我们都无所谓，但是那里不一样。他们得到圣经的时候，你去看他们脸上的表情是非常非常的，我没有办法描述。
I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, oh man, I need to value my Bible so much more.
当我第一次看到的时候，我心里面讲， 啊，我实在要更加宝贵啊，要多多的宝贵我的圣经。
You go to the next one. I'm gonna go fast. We're gonna run. So this is our students taking them on outreach. You can just keep going.
这是我们的学生。
So we're super excited. So these two pictures, the one on the right and the one on the left, is that over the years our graduates have gone out and they've started their own prayer rooms.
嗯，这是这里面是啊两张照片，讲到是我们的学生毕业以后，他们出去啊来服侍主。
So the one on the left is three of our graduates came together. They went to the south of Nepal where it's extremely poor and it's predominantly Muslim and Hindu. And they said there's almost no churches. And they went there and they said we're going to start a prayer room here. And they did it by themselves.
那么左边这张图，这三个人他们是到啊尼泊尔的南部那边呢啊，绝大部分都是穆斯林。他们说我们在这里面。要传福音，他们自己开始了在那里面的施工。
Another one of our students, his name is Jakai. He decided I'm going to go all the way to the south of India, to Bangalore, India, and I'm going to start a ministry there.
那右边这个是一个我们一个学生，他是决定要到印度的南部，到加尔各答那边，他一个人开始在那边服侍。
So we're super encouraged that you know our students that we've discipled over the years are now going out and they're becoming the missionaries and they're doing it too.
当我们看到我们的学生，他们现在他们出去开始他们自己的事工，开始传福音的时候，我们受到极大的激励。
So I haven't been to the one in India yet, but we're hopefully going to be visiting there in the next year or two.
我还没有去过印度，但是我们希望啊，明年我们有机会可以去印度。
You can go to the next one. The next slide is okay. So this is what we do when we go to the villages, so that people kind of get a picture of what happens. We go to the village, we go house to house.We pray for as many sick people as we can. We share the gospel, and then we invite them in the evening to come and watch the Jesus movie.
这是我们通常做的。我们到了一个村庄，到各家各户去跟啊邀请他们，跟他们传福音，并且邀请他们晚上来一起看啊看电影。
And so this is my favorite pictures because we have it set up, and I managed to finally get this shot. So that's all the whole village is sitting there watching us project on this tiny little screen the Jesus movie in their native language.
啊，这个是呢，这张照片讲的是啊，这些人他们已经来了，等在那里看我们把这些啊屏幕啊东西都支搭起来，他可以看到一个小屏幕来放电影。
So after we preach, or after we show the video, you can see we preach the gospel, we share the gospel.
那看完电影之后呢，我们就传福音。
And then we ask if people want to give their life to the Lord.
然后我们啊，问他们有没有人愿意把自己生命来交给主。
So this particular village we went to, there was like a million mosquitoes with malaria.
啊，在这个村庄里面有好多好多好多蚊子。
So we had to sleep in these little nets outside because it's too hot to sleep in the house. So we had to sleep outside on the ground. But there's like 10,000 or a million mosquitoes, malaria. So we had to sleep under these nets.
啊，因为那个地方如果在房间里面睡的话会太热，但是外面蚊子又太多，所以我们只好搭了一个这样的啊。网子，我们是在网子里面睡觉。
I remember this net because I went in to go sleep in this net, and I'm sleeping, and I hear this mosquito. I'm like, what is happening?
啊，我记得非常清楚这个地方，因为我在睡觉的时候突然听到啊，夜里头听到啊，耳朵旁边有嗡嗡嗡的声音。
I look up, and this mosquito net has a hole this big in it. I'm like, this is not gonna work.
因为我醒来的时候，我看到我这个啊。网上有一个洞，我想这下完了。
I was like no, so I just went inside and slept in this like super hot room instead.
所以我就跑
like 20 times, but.
所以我只好跑回房间，在那个非常非常热的房子里面睡。
But the guy on the right there.
右边这个人。
We had preached the gospel in this village and nobody came to give their life to Jesus.
我在这个村庄里传福音，没有人愿意把自己来交给主耶稣。
And then this man came up.
但是这个人来了。
And I remember because this man when he stood up and came up, the entire like crowd was like, I was like, what is this guy? Who is this guy?
我记得，因为当这个人啊出来的时候，所有的人都非常非常的惊讶，这个人是谁
？And the Christian leader there, he goes, this guy is the village like drunk. He's like he drinks all the time, beats his family all the time. He's horrible.
啊，因为呢，那啊，村子里啊，等啊，那个传道人跟我说，这个人是村子里最糟糕的一个人，他一直醉酒，他打家里，他一直殴打家里面的人。
And he comes right up to me.
这个人来到我跟前。
And he starts crying.
他开始哭。
And he goes, I need Jesus to change me. Can he change me?
他说我需要耶稣来改变我，他能改变我吗
？And he had this big necklace with the Hindu god on it.
啊，他戴了一个很大的。 他的项链上面是印啊，这个很大的一个印度神。
He took it, he ripped it off, and he threw it away.
他把它拿下来啊，扔掉。
He gave his life to Jesus.
他把他啊生命交给了耶稣。
And the pastor has told me recently that he is like completely changed.
啊，那里的牧师最近告诉我，这个人完全改变了。
And as a result, their church just grew because all the people saw him change as well, and now they're all coming.
结果呢，这个教会在他们里面长得啊增长得非常快，因为人们看到他的改变。
And that same thing right after him, another lady came up who was demon possessed, and she got delivered.
在他之后呢，来了一个更糟糕的妇女，那她也得到了释放。
And as a result of her getting delivered, even more people came to the Lord.
因为她的缘故，有更多的人来到主的面前。
And I say that because a lot of times people think that, you know, it's because me or Jenny or some of us were very good at speaking, or very eloquent in how we share the gospel. We're really not.
我讲这个缘故，但是因为有些人以为我和 Jenny 我们很会传道，我们讲啊，我们很会传福音，其实不是这样。
We just step out in faith and we see God move, and God does it, and He's bringing people to Himself.
我们只是忠心的跟随主，让主来做工，把人带到他的面前。
So I wanted to end on this. I want to share a little bit from the Word of God, and then we're going to open up for you guys to just ask us questions.
我想花一点时间分享啊主的话，然后呢啊给大家啊问答时间。
You know, we can share so many things that the God's doing, and so much more about our ministry.
我们可以分享很多主的话，也可以分享很多我们的事工。
And when we come, you know, to the West, there's always a challenge for us.
每次我们来到西方的时候，我们都有一些挑战。
You know, we know that, in Nepal we live off of the very generous support of many believers and churches in the West.
我们在尼泊尔的时候得到在西方的很多弟兄姐妹大力的支持。
And we know that, for example, there are people in this church who have very generously prayed and supported us over the years.
我也知道，在这教会过去几年，有弟兄姐妹对给我们的大力支持，为我们祷告。
And so the difficulty is always, you know, the expectation on us is that we need to come back and we need to fundraise.
我们的压力就是我们需要常常的回来，我们常常需要来筹款。
And because it is necessary, we do need money to be able to serve in Nepal.
这个当然是需要的，我们在尼泊尔的服事，我们需要财务上的支持。
But then, the other side of the picture, you know, is we feel called to say that, you know, it's not, what we do is not special. What we want to see is we want to see the whole church, all over the world, even in New Jersey, doing what we do.
那我们知道我们是蒙神的呼召，但是我们也有负担，就是所有的教会，包括在新泽西的教会，都能够蒙神的呼召。
And so there's a tension between us, you know, needing to raise support for us to be able to do stuff, but then also the tension being that we don't want this to just be, hi, give me money.
那在这个当中会有一些张力，就是一方面我们当然需要需要大家的财务上的支持，但是另一方面我们也要传达信息，其实不光光是这样的财务上的支持。
Our family is huge, as many people to take care of, and it's grown massively in the last 2 years.
大家也看到，我们有一个非常大的家庭，而且这个家庭在过去几年非常快速的增长。
And the word that the Lord has been giving me.
那主给我的话。
Is from Song of Solomon's chapter 5 verse 9.
就是在雅歌第五章的第九节。
And the passage is to set it up. The passage is the bride.Is going through the bride of Christ, you know, the bride of God is going through an extremely difficult season of persecution.
这里的背景是讲到说，那个新郎就是基督，他现在正在经历极大的逼迫。
And she is challenged by these other people. I keep hitting this. I'm sorry. Like she's been challenged by these other people.
其他的人一直向他挑战。
And the challenge is this. It says, "What is your beloved more than another beloved, O most beautiful among women?" What is your beloved more than another beloved that you thus adjure us or that you bother us?
那这个挑战就是五章第九节，就说你的良人到底比其他的良人强在何处？有什么比其他的良人更好
？In other words, what is so good about your Jesus that you bother us?
也就是说，那耶稣到底？比其他的人好在哪里？
And the question the Lord has been asking me is like, what, you know, it's not enough that we just believe that God is good.
对我来讲，也就是说，我们单单相信主的好，主的良善是不够的。
we need to live a life that proves that he's better than everything else.
我们要活出一个生活来证明他比其他的更好。
Now, it's not enough that we just believe, like, oh, we know that God is good.
单单相信，知道我们的主是好的还不够。
We need to live a life where every single aspect of our life proves to the world that he is better.
我们要活出一个生活，我们生活的每一个方面都向世界来证明我们的主是最好的。
Because this is the question that the world is asking us. This is the question that we get asked in Nepal, and this is the question that New Jersey and the people here are asking you guys.
这个问题就是全世界尼泊尔新泽西向我们提出的问题。
I know that you guys are going to have gospel camp soon.
啊，很快就要有福音营了。
That's the question that gospel camp.
这就是福音营要回答的问题。
Why is your Jesus worth believing in?
为什么你们的耶稣是值得相信的？
Why is he better?
为什么他是更好的？
You know, why is he better than good health? Why is he better than financial security?
为什么他比健康更好？为什么他比财务啊保证更好？
Why is he better than having a good education and having a good job?
为什么比良好的教育和好的工作更好？
Why is he worth everything to you?
为什么他对你来讲配得你的一切？
And it's not enough to just be able to say it in words. You need to be able to live it with your life to prove it to them that yes, Jesus is the most supremely best thing in my life.
不单单我们要讲这样的话，乃是我们的生活见证，要能够来证明耶稣基督超越一切。
In Hebrews 11,
希伯来书第十一章。
There's this passage in Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
It's talking about, obviously, Hebrews 11, if you've read it before, it's talking about all the saints, all the old saints of the Old Testament.
大家读过希伯来书十一章，知道那里是讲到旧约里面的圣徒。
And it says this, it says, these all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland.If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
If you go down to verse 33, it talks about the people who lived like this. It says, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they may rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and the caves of the earth.
第三十三节，他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军，有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活，又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各样的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受失恋，被刀杀，披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑，受群罚患难苦害，在旷野山岭山洞地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
And so the question is this, you know, when we look at verse 13, it says that these all died in faith, but they saw from afar something better.
这里面讲到说，这些人 他们都是存着信心死的，却从远处望见。
They saw a heavenly kingdom. They saw Jesus. They saw the promise of resurrection and new life ahead of them.
他们远处看见了那个天的国，他们看见了耶稣，他们看见了神在远处给他们的应许。
And it caused them to live differently.
这使他们可以活得不同。
It caused them to live as strangers and exiles on the earth.
使他们在地上成为寄居的，成为客旅的生活。
It caused them to, like it says later on, become mighty by suffering and being willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel.
让他们成为有能力，愿意为着福音的缘故而受苦。
The last 2 years have been challenging for me and my wife.
过去的两年对我和我的太太都是非常的挑战。
Two most challenging things that we face.
我们两个最大的挑战。
First, Jenny was diagnosed with lupus last year.
去年呢，第一个挑战是去年 Jenny 被诊断出有红斑。
Lupus is an autoimmune disease that attacks her muscles, gives her exhaustion, causes her hair loss, a lot of issues, and it's incurable.
那这样的疾病呢，会使她感到非常的疲劳，极其的疲劳，而且会掉头发。
She's taking medicine every single day.
每天都要吃药。
And you know, she's Canadian.
她是加拿大人。
And so the question that's always asked to us.
那么很显然有一个问题。
Is are you going to go home?
是否要回去
？Are you going to go home?
是否要回去呢
？You know, your wife is sick. Are you going to go home?
你太太病了，是不是你们应该回来了
？And Jenny prayed.
Jenny 祷告了。
She said no.
说不。
Nepal is our home.
尼泊尔是我们的家。
This is where the Lord has called us to.
这是神呼召我们要居住的地方。
You know, the other thing that we faced.
我们遇到的另外一个挑战。
Two years ago, a brother who used to serve with us betrayed us.
就是两年以前，一个跟我们一起服侍的背叛了。
He started a court case against me.
他上法庭来控告我。
To try to put me in jail.
试图让我下监。
In Nepal, you're not innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until you're proven innocent.
在尼泊尔不是说你在被证明之前你是无辜的，而是说你是有在你被证明之前你是有罪。
Thankfully, our lawyer was good enough to get the court to put an order in place so that they could not put me in jail until the trial was finished.
但是感谢主，神做工，结果呢，法庭。按照法庭，他们除非能够证明我有罪，不然不能把我抓到监狱里。
They also made it so that I actually didn't have to go to court, which is very nice.
而且呢，还做到了我就不需要上庭。
But yet, he tried to get me put in jail, and the sentence would have been 5 years in jail.
他就是想要把我抓到监狱里面，然后能够判我五年。
And that was scary for us.
对我们来讲，这个很可怕。
At any time, you need to be ready to go buy a plane ticket and get on a plane because if you don't do that, they could take you and put you in prison.
那我的律师就告诉我说，你要随时准备好买好机票，任何时候情况不好的时候，你就可以离开。
And in my brain, in my heart, I wrestled. I'm like, why are we here?
在我的头脑里面，我一直在挣扎，我为什么要在这里
？I remember thinking in my brain, like, you know, I could just go back to New Jersey.
我曾经也想过，我可以现在在 New Jersey.
Live in a comfortable place in New Jersey.Just like pastor a church or be a professor at some university.
我可以在纽约州有很舒适的生活。我可以在一个教会牧会，我也可以在学校里面教书。
I was trying to argue with God and being like, I would still be doing ministry.
我跟神在争辩，我可以继续的来服侍主。
God was like, no.
但是神说不。
We've called you.
他说那不是呼召你的地方。
Stay. Am I worth it to you?
在这里是你做工的地方。
And so the challenge I offer you guys is, does your life prove that Jesus is better? Does your life show to your neighbors that God is worthy?
那么对你们的挑战就是你们的生命有没有显出耶稣基督，有没有把耶稣基督向你们周围的人彰显出来
？How you parent your kids?
你怎样
？How you spend your money?
你怎样教育你的孩子？怎样花费你的金钱
？How you live your daily life?
你怎样过每天的生活
？How you spend your time?How you spend your time?
你没有将你的时间
Does it prove to the world and everyone around you that Jesus is the first most important thing in my life and he's better than everything?
你的生命有没有向你周围的人来证明耶稣基督是 所有当中最宝贵的最好的。
That's all we're trying to do. We just happen to be trying to do it in a different country.
我们所做的就是这，我们所做的就是这个，只不过我们是在另外一个国家。
Yeah. So thank you for your church's support to us and your prayers for us.
谢谢这个教会借着你们的祷告对我们的支持。
Jenny can come up. We want to encourage you because if you have any questions, I think we have like five minutes, 15 minutes ish left.
我不知道大家有没有问题，我们大概还剩大概啊15-15分钟。
So if anybody has any sort of questions that they want to ask, feel free to ask us. You can ask us anything.
如果
you can even ask our boy something if you want.
如果大家有问题的话，可以问，也可以问 Jenny， 甚至可以问我们的孩子。
Share with us so many times, and I remember you shared about a casting demons a few
yes.
times in the past. You also mentioned about casting demons.
Okay, 谢谢你到我们这边分享。刚才你讲到说赶鬼，过去也讲过，这次又讲到。
So in America, they don't really talk about casting demons. Everybody has seems they when they have emotional problem, they go to psychologist.
那在美国好像都不太会讲这个赶鬼。如果有情绪上的出现问题的话，就是去看心理医生。
So how would you determine if this person needs psychologist, medical, or casting demons?
那你怎么决定呢？这个人有病了，他是需要吃药看医生呢，还是需要被赶鬼
？Okay, thanks for your question.
谢谢你的问题。
Personally, from my own experience, God has stretched my faith. He's taken me out of a box.
我个对。就是对我个人来讲呢，神增加了我的信心，使我可以啊不再拘泥我过去的啊自己。
From what I thought was this way is the right way. If someone comes like this, this is what you should do.
不再是像过去，我想这个是啊这样做是对的，或者有人啊来到我这里，我这样做才是对的。
But I believe every situation and everything is different.
啊，对我来讲是每一个人每一个情况都是不同的。
So we have women come in with deep trauma, deep brokenness, and they definitely need that loving, patient counseling.
那我也有一些啊妇女到我面前啊到我这里来的时候，她们是完全破碎的，她们非常的需要从我而来，向她们显明的爱。
They struggle with suicide.Struggle with depression, so they are being oppressed.
那么他们常常跟自杀的念头啊，等等等等，要啊，跟这些啊念头啊来，他们常常会有这样的念头。
But our first response wouldn't say we're going to cast a demon out of you. Our first response is we need to show you the love of Jesus first, so you can be set free.
那么我最先告诉他们的，不是说我要为你赶鬼，而是呢，把基督的爱告诉他们，我们。啊，为你祷告。
But then there are times where I've had a woman come and try and bite my arm off because there's a demon in her.
那么，不过也有一次，一个女人到我面前，因为她被鬼附，所以她要咬，她要来咬我的胳膊。
And I know that is not this lady. That is not her.
那我也知道，其实不是这个女人。
God says to be ready in every season. So in that season, then our first response is we are going to cast this out now.
那神也啊很清楚的让我看见，因着这个缘故，我们需要来赶鬼。
Because God is a God of love, so He wants that counseling and that freedom that comes from the love of Jesus. But He also wants a quick freedom for someone who is being oppressed. Physically and manifesting from the demonic.
我们的神是爱的神，他愿意每个到他面前人的来都得到他的爱，同时他也给我们能力。当有人被压迫需要被释放的时候，我们也需要赶鬼。
In Nepal, it's actually generally really obvious when you can tell somebody has a demon or not.
在尼泊尔，一个人是否被鬼附是很明显。
Like Jenny said, you know, every time somebody gets brought to us, we always pray and we ask the Lord what is happening first.
就像 Jenny 刚才讲的，如果有需要的时候，我们都是先为他祷告，问他有什么样的需要。
You know, like if a person walks into the room and they're a tiny person and suddenly they're supernaturally strong, throwing things around, roaring like some sort of random creature, we're probably like, that's not normal. Let's deal with this.
就是如果一个非常矮小的人突然变得非常有能力， 会乱叫的话，那很明显我们知道他是被鬼附，就需要为他赶鬼。
When you're standing in the presence of somebody who's demonically oppressed, you can feel it yourself, and you feel a weight. You feel some people would say like it's almost like a fear that comes on you because the demon doesn't want to leave, so it tries to make you afraid.
那当然就是有人他们被鬼附带到你面前的时候，你里面有那个感觉很沉重的感觉，你就知道这个人是被鬼附的。
But like Jenny said, you know, our priority is always to love the person.
那么像 Jenny 讲的，我们最先的啊最高优先级呢是说要爱这个人。
And God does the work. We see people get set free all the time.
那当神做工的时候，人就可以得到释放。
It's gotten to the point now where other ministries and other churches will bring people to our prayer room to.
那我们也
to deliver them.
啊，我们也讲到呢，在其他地方聚会的啊，他们也会把人带到我们这边来，为他们祷告。
I don't know if that. To put it on the West, I think in the West there are also a lot of demons at work. They just don't work as outwardly expressed.
在西方其实啊也有很多的鬼在人里面做工，只不过他们表现出来不是啊不太一样。
Like I would say, a lot of depression that's faced in the West is a combination of yes, some mental illness, and then also a demonic voice putting a lot of lies into people's head.
在西方呢，其实我们看到是其实是啊我们这个魔鬼啊是混合在一起，一方面是我们的啊。心智里面出现了问题，另一方面是魔鬼的声音在我们里面来搅扰我们。
Important thing though is that the solution is always Jesus.
那么所有这些最终的结论就是啊，最终的解决就是主耶稣他自己。
Does that kind of answer your question? Yeah. Cool. Anybody else? Yes.
I have a question about you sharing the gospel with people.
Yes.
So it seems to me that sometimes you might have limited time as you're passing by somebody, while other times you're preaching to congregation, right? Mm-hmm. So do you have any a general structure that you follow with both in both cases?
张恒的问题就是说，你聚会像既有个人的布道，有的时候也会聚会里面布道，但是时间呢都是啊常常是非常有限的。那么你是在这种各种情况里面，不同的情况里面，你是怎么样来传道的？是不是有一个啊、一个 structure？ Right?
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of it is just listening to the Lord and then asking Him what He wants to say to the person.
那大多数时候呢，是首先安静听神他有什么话，告诉我如何向这个人传福音。
You know, there's no formula to sharing the gospel, is what we found out.
那传福音呢是没有一个公式的。
And when we think about Jesus, we think about how He was incarnational, like He came down and He met us where we are at.
那想到耶稣基督他如何道成肉身来遇见我们。
So if you look at Jesus all throughout the Gospels, for example, He never healed a single person in exactly the same way.
那如果我们看福音书的话，我们就会看到他从来不用同样的方式来医治人。
For example, when He heals the blind people, He does it in like four different ways, right? One person, He's telling them to mix mud, rub it in their eyes. The next person, He spits and He rubs it in their eye. The next person, He just says, "You can see," and they can see, right? It's different every single time.
他每一次都是不一样的，就像医治那个瞎眼的，四个瞎眼的，有的时候他是用泥巴啊，有的时候呢，他是摸他的眼睛，有时候就跟他说你看见了。
And so even with sharing the gospel, we have to learn how to be really dependent on what does God want to do right here in this moment, and like not depend on a formula.
啊，我们传福音的时候也是要学习，就是说在这一刻，神要如何带领我们向他传福音，而不是啊照着一个形式。
The one thing I will say when I'm sharing with individuals, right?My goal is always to get to a point where I'm not just lecturing them or like preaching at them or talking at them. My goal is to get to a point where I can pray for them.
那我在向个人传福音的时候，我的目标通常不是说我跟他说什么，我跟他传福音，而我的目标是能够为他祷告。
So every person that I share with, even if I haven't like shared the whole gospel of Jesus dying on the cross, I will always ask them, "Can I pray for you?"
No.每一个我向他传福音的人，有的时候我都没有讲很多的时候，但是我最后是要跟他一起祷告。你有什么祷告的需要？我会问他有什么需要祷告的。当我们看到他的需要的时候，比如说看到他胳膊断的时候，我就马上就知道我们要为他来祷告。
The reason I do that is because I find that when we bring when I bring through prayer, when I bring God into the conversation, it works better than me just trying to lecture them or talk to them about Jesus.
那因为我发现呢，我们当我们借着祷告把神带到人的面前的时候，比我们用我们的嘴巴来跟他讲福音的道理啊，效果更好。
And the same in large groups as well. Just when we have large groups, I usually have other people with me to help pray for people as well.
啊，即使在聚会里面，同样也是这样。我们到聚会的时候，其实是我们有一个团队啊，在一起祷告，为我祷告。
Yeah, Jesus said, there's two things we need to do to inherit eternal life. And it's love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor.
那我们讲主耶稣也讲到说，有两件事情，一个是要尽心尽力爱主你的神，另外一样就是要爱人如己。
Take the Good Samaritan story very literally, and a lot of what we do is looking after the sick, bandaging their wounds, taking care of health needs, and hosting, letting people live with us in community.
那么我们真的就是按照圣经教导我们的，像那个撒玛利亚妇人，按照圣经的字面照着去做，我们去找那些有疾病的、有需要的，我们把他们带来，来帮助他们。
We hope that they will come to know Jesus, but we do it because God commanded us to really love them.
我们这样做当然希望他们能够信主，但是我们这样做更是因为耶稣告诉我们说要爱他们。
And it's because of that love that we see people completely transformed.
因着这样的爱，我们看到人完全被改变了。
So I say that a lot of times that when you share the gospel, it's like you're going to wash other people's feet.
我曾经也讲过，当我们啊传福音的时候，其实就是在给人洗脚。
So for example, when we're in the slum, we used to cut a lot of firewood so that the slum people could cook, because they need firewood to cook, so we'd cut a lot of firewood for them.
在我们去贫民窟的时候，我们需要做的一件事情就是要砍很多的木柴，因为他们需要用这些木材来点火做饭。
There's two ways to do that, right? One way is to just go and buy the pre-cut firewood and just give it to them.
那有两种方法来做，一种呢就是去花钱去买这些这些木料。
And the other way is to just buy wood and cut it myself.
另外一个呢，第一种呢是买那种已经砍好的木料去烧点火，另外一种呢是买来木头我自己去砍。
We do the second one.
我们是用第二种方式。
Because it gives us the opportunity to talk with the people, to build a relationship with the people.
因为第二种方式让我们有机会跟那些人去交谈，跟他们建立关系。
I don't know if that answered your question. It's not a great answer to that question, but we don't really have a formula. Every time I talk to somebody and share the gospel with them, it's about me building a relationship with them, getting to know them, meeting them where they're at, and seeing how I can bring Jesus into their life. And so it's different every single time.
当然没有一个公式，每次我跟人谈的时候都是为着能够跟他们建立关系，能够认识他们，能够让他们能够得到神的爱来认识主。
I was curious if there's like a dominant religion in Nepal that's not Christianity.
Yeah, it's Hinduism and Tibetan Buddhism are the dominant religions, and then the South Muslim.
问题是说在尼泊尔最大的宗教是什么？答案是说有印度教。印度教。
Tibetan Buddhism.
Then, 佛教。No, Buddhism. Yeah, 佛教。
And then in the southern region of Nepal, there's a lot of Muslims.
那在南部呢，就有很多很多穆斯林。
So yeah, like I know you said it's very individualized when you preach the gospel, but do those already held religious beliefs kind of present any challenges when you're preaching the gospel?
Yeah. 就是说，如果你向一个人传福音，他已经有了一些宗教的话，是不是这样就更困难
？So with Hinduism, no. Hinduism, we don't generally have problems with Hinduism.
对信印度教的人，通常没有太大的问题。
Because it's very easy to show them that Jesus is better than Hinduism.
因为向他们显明耶稣比他们所信那些印度教的里面神是没有什么问题。
So like one of my favorite things to do is actually pray for witch doctors in Hinduism.
Pray for.
Pray for the witch doctors and the priests.
他们那么常常我们做的就是为那些巫医为他们来祷告。
Because for some reason they're just really sensitive already to the spirit and the spiritual things.
因为他们职业的缘故，他们对属灵的事情是非常敏感。
And Hinduism is completely rooted in a religion of fear.
那印度教完全是建立在那种恐惧之上。
They do their rituals. They do their They call it puja. They're like, you know, offerings and animal sacrifices. They do it because of fear.
他们所有的仪式，他们所有的献祭都是出于惧怕。
So when we pray for them, when we share with them the love of Jesus, it's so radically different and better that they're like, why would I keep following this religion of fear?
当我们跟他们分享耶稣基督的爱的时候，他们就会想到我们为什么要信一个出于恐惧、出于惧怕的信仰。
For Islam and Buddhism is a little bit more difficult.
但是对于信伊斯兰教的和信信佛教的就比较困难。
For Islam, the Muslims love to debate and argue.
那些信伊斯兰教的穆斯林他们很喜欢辩论。
And I learned a long time ago that debating and arguing with a Muslim doesn't go anywhere.
我曾经花了很长的时间跟他们辩论，结果没有什么效果。
So the same thing. Whenever I'll talk to them, I'll start talking to them, but I try to always take the conversation out of a religious debate and into their personal life.
那同样，我跟他们这样传福音的时候，我都是尽量不和他们辩论，而开始为他们祷告。
And the fun thing about Islam is because they do recognize Jesus as a prophet at the very least, they will let you pray for them. And so I pray for Muslims and it's the same thing. Usually when I pray for Muslims, their eyes kind of get open like, oh wow, he's not just a prophet, he's something else, something more.
为穆斯林为他们祷告的时候，他们其实也承认耶稣是一个先知，但是我跟他们祷告的时候，他们眼睛会打开，知道耶稣不单单是一个先知。
Buddhists are super hard.
但是对
So the problem with Buddhism is they think that everything is okay.
那对佛教徒是最困难的。他们的问题就是说，只要信就好，信什么都好。
Buddhism again, like you can't talk them into believing in Jesus. They need to see it in your daily life and see that it works. And then they're like, oh wow, living like that is actually brings joy.
那么对佛教徒来讲，是不单单是你要跟他们讲道理，而是他们要亲眼看见耶稣基督，这个是真的。在你能够向他们证明，借着你的生活能够证明耶稣基督。
Because for Buddhists, they don't think there's any difference between what we do and what the Hindus do and what they do and what the Islam. They don't think there's any difference, and so they have to. We build relationships with them, and then they have to see in your daily life how what you do is different. It's not just a bunch of rituals that you do so that you can feel spiritual peace.
对印度对佛教徒来讲，他们看不出基督徒所做的、佛教徒所做的、印度教徒所做的、穆斯林他们伊斯兰教所做的有什么区别。要让他们信主，就是要你活出来，让他们看到那个不同。
A lot of the sharing gospel is never a religious debate. I'm trying to remove it from the religious debate and make it personal to the individual.
那我所做的呢，就是尽量的不跟他们进行辩论，而是呢把他们带到生命，让他们看到我们生活的不一样。
Yeah. Oh, as always, I'm over time. Sorry for that.
Clement, 我有一个问题，就是你刚刚分享到你每一天有很多时间在祷告，上午啊、下午啊、晚上啊都在祷告。你这个祷告是你像一个 routine 的，就是你一种习惯性的祷告呢，还是你里面有一个催促有个需要，你为什么要祷告那么长时间
do you good? Do you want me to translate? Or
you
can
translate?
I'm sorry.
Chinese is very bad. Non-existent.
She said that you guys spoke a lot about praying often every day, and she's wondering if it's just a habit of praying every day, or you're touched by Holy Spirit and you just pray.
Okay, so we would not survive in Nepal if we did not pray every single day. We can't do anything. God is the one who's doing all of it. And so for us, and I think honestly for everybody here, if we're a believer, you know, we need to stay close to Jesus, as close to Jesus as we possibly can. And that looks like actively giving him our time. Laying down our time for him to speak to us. And so on one level, it is a discipline because without the discipline of prayer, we would never pray. It just wouldn't happen, you know, like just the same way that like we would say, you know, if you don't have a set schedule of like, this is when I need to show up to work, you're not going to show up to work. Why would I do it? But it's the same with us, you know, like even with any relationship, you know, if you don't make the time to give that time to your friend, you're never going to see your friends. You're never going to hang out with friends. And so for us, it's crucially important for us to discipline our lives so that everything that we do is revolved around nonstop connecting with Jesus, connecting with his heart, connecting with the Father, bringing, not just bringing needs to him, but also really primarily hearing from him. I'm so sorry, I just rambled on.
对我们来讲, 没有神的同在, 我们做不了任何事情, 不光是在尼泊尔, 其实在每个地方都是一样, 所以我们一定要跟神亲, 要跟神亲近, 我们一定要知道神要让我们做什么。 那么同样呢, 要每天有这样的时间, 要祷告, 当然也要自律, 一定要, 就是像你去见朋友一样, 我们需要知道, 我们必须要做这件事情, 我们要, 然后, 啊, 这样的时候, 我们也能, 啊, 才能够, 啊, 每天这样的祷告。
We talk about how following Jesus is a relationship.
我们一直讲到说, 跟从耶稣是一种跟他的关系。
How can it be a relationship if you don't spend any time with him?
如果不花时间, 怎么能够有这样的关系?
And if the only time you spent with him was once a week, then that's not a very good relationship.
如果我们每周只花一次时间的话, 这个, 啊, 不是好的关系。
You know, we talk about how the church is the bride of Christ. If I only spent 1 hour a week with my wife, that would be a pretty screwed up marriage.
那同样, 如果我一个礼拜只跟我的, 啊, 妻子相处一个小时, 这样我们之间不会有好的关系。
We talk about how Jesus is our friend. If I only spend an hour a week with my friend, I'd be a pretty terrible friend.
我们讲到耶稣基督是我们的朋友, 如果我们每周只有, 啊, 只跟这个朋友相处一个小时, 那就不是我们的亲密朋友。
In the same way, you know, if my relationship with my wife was just me being like, oh my goodness, I'm in need, please help me and give me stuff, that's also, I'd be a pretty terrible friend.
同样, 如果我跟我的太太的关系, 每次我都是来找她, 跟她要东西的话, 这也是非常可怕的朋友。
And so a lot of our time spent in prayer is just spending that time with him, you know, it's listening to his heart, you know, just not even bringing him needs, not even telling him what we need, a lot of it is crying, you know, like, and just being with him and spending that time with him, worshiping and being with him, you know. And yes, there are the seasons where we pray for Nepal and we intercede, but a lot of it is just spending time with him and listening to him.
虽然呢，很多时候我们的确也有需要为着尼泊尔，我们啊向他祷告，但是更多的时间，其实我们就是来到他面前，倾听他的心声啊，来与他亲近。
And it's out of those times that God tells us what to do and tells us the words to say.
就是在这样的时候，我们可以听到主的声音告诉我们说怎样去做。
And so yeah, I hope that answers it a little bit. There's a whole lot more. I could talk about prayer.
<笑>还有啊，讲到祷告的话啊，真的有很多话可以说。
With a message I was listening to a few days ago, he said that for a man of God, your ministry is like just the tip of the iceberg of your life. So I was encouraged also that you have you know, hours of prayer daily. That's how you draw your strength. Right?
因为时间的缘故，我们停到这里。但是今天讲的跟我们今天你所分享的，跟我们啊上次听到的信息可以互相的呼应。就是说，我们的服事不过是我们生命跟神的关系的冰山一角。我们跟神的关系有许啊，真的是有许多许多。
And just one, like one lesson, you know, missions isn't the end goal of what we do. The end goal is worship.
那 宣教并不是我们最终的目的，最终的目的是来敬拜。
The end goal is people falling in love with Jesus and developing a deep relationship with him.
那最终的目的是人可以跟从耶稣，并且跟耶稣有非常啊亲密的关系。
So prayer is never something that we do like onto the work. Prayer is the work. It's the end goal. You know, the end goal is to get a group of people who love Jesus and want to pray and want to work with him.
那么祷告，祷告最终的目的是使人可以来跟从耶稣。
Okay. Could you pray for as our, as we end?
Yeah, absolutely.
我们一起祷告。
Yeah. Father of glory, we thank you for your presence.
父，我们谢谢把同在赏赐给我们。
We thank you for your son.
谢谢你把你的儿子赐给我们。
We thank you that his death on the cross has made a way for us to enter into fellowship, intimacy, and relationship with you.
谢谢你因着他在十字架上为我们死, 今天我们可以进入与你的关系。
God, thank you for this opportunity that you've given my family to worship and fellowship with our family here in Newark.
谢谢你给我们机会, 今天我这个家可以和在这里面的家, 我们一同能够有, 能够一同来敬拜你。
God, I pray both in Nepal and here, God, that we would love you well and exalt your name well.
愿着在尼泊尔的施工时，人可以更加的来高举你，来敬拜你。
God, we know in our hearts that you are good.
神，我们实在知道主你自己的美意。
God, I pray that with our lives we could demonstrate to the world that you are better than everything else.
我们求你借着我们的生命，可以向这个世界来证明主你是更好的。
That, like it says in the word, that we would become a living sacrifice, a living witness of you.
我们真的可以成为活祭，我们可以成为你活的见证。
That we would celebrate the opportunity that you've given us to joyfully follow you and pick up our cross.
我们也真的是欢欢喜喜的感谢你，你给我们这样的机会，让我们可以欢喜快乐来跟随你。
Both in Nepal and here in New York.
主啊，在
We are in New Jersey.
在尼泊尔，无论是在尼泊尔还是在新泽西，主啊，都成就你的工作。
You are worthy of our praise, Jesus.
你实在配得我们的敬拜。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We bless your name.
我们要称颂你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.